Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives The Beat. We're here talking the rap game with Jermaine Dupri. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Lives The Beat.
You have to look at this as an opportunity to change your life.
Know that this is just a sport. It's not personal.
So y'all got to know and understand that this moment that y'all got to seize the moment. Ignore the
fame. Marching to your own beat is a lot easier than marching to somebody else's. It's not about
the noise. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it, because you can. It's just about
the music. You got to make sure there's something that you really, really want to do. A lot comes with the rap game. You got to make sure y'all ready for it.
But ain't nobody stopping, they jumping in, and everybody popping. I got the new stuff, and everybody copping. Family making million. Let me take everybody in the studio shopping. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives The Beat. We're doing a special episode because the one, the only, Mr. Jermaine Dupri in the building.
Yo, what up? Yo.
Thank you for making some time to come through. First of all, them glasses are popping.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He clean today. You know what I'm saying? The suit on fleek. I mean, he clean. Believe it or not, guys, I'm going to be on my best behavior. I'm going to try my best to be professional, because that's the energy he's giving off. Like, he takes no shorts. He's so clean. You know, I'm scared to touch him.
Obviously, y'all listening, y'all already know who I got in studio. My queen.
Queen in the building. I missed you guys so much. I have so much going on, but God is good. I'm here.
He is, and I'm very glad you could join us.
I am. This is home. Where the hell else am I going to go?
Where else you're going to go is July 22nd. We're going to be watching the rap game. Yes. Congratulations on season two.
Yes, thank you.
First of all, so you guys are having a lot more mentors this season, it looks like, from the clip, right?
I don't think, no. Probably not. About I mean, it's the same. It's just different.
Okay.
Different mentors, different names. You know, last time Bow Wow wasn't on the show, he's on this show. Mariah's on this show. Yeah. Latifah's on this show. Snoop, Nelly, Flo Rida.
We got Brian Cox, Monica,
Zaytoven,
and Timbaland.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I did it basically. It's not like the same. You know, I think the first season, we didn't really mention all of the people that was like at the beginning of the, like, I had Polo the Don there. I had Jonte Austin. I had a bunch of people at the, you know, when T.I. came in. So it's kind of like the same number of people. It's just a different group of people this time.
As far as picking the mentors that you want to work with the kids, how do you kind of go with that selection?
Well, they don't actually get a chance. They don't actually work with them. They just come by
and give them.
Or they're working with me. Majority of the people that's on this show are people I'm either working with or that I've worked with. So it's just like a thread. The Jermaine Dupri thread, basically. So it makes it very organic that if you're on your way to Atlanta to be a part of this show, you would think, like, who hasn't been on the show that you know, that we watched, who hasn't been there? So it's a bunch of other names still out there that, you know, that haven't been on the show yet.
That's why we need season three.
Obviously, winner season one, Miss Mulatto. So, but now we have a whole new group of kids.
Yes.
Ranging from 11 to 15. As far as choosing the kids, how many kids apply to a show like this?
Oh, man. There's thousands and thousands of kids over and, you know, just pouring out, hitting my Instagram, Twitter, all over the place, just like, yo, I should be on this show.
And do you do, like, as far as, like, you searching? Like, because I know I'm a big YouTuber, so I'd be on YouTube looking for talent. Is that a kind of a way that you guys like to...
I mean, for the most part, yeah, we're looking for, you know, the standouts, the kids that's really out there doing, working, actually. Because, you know, it's hard to really see what's happening with these kids from YouTube and this, because they could just make videos and they make people believe that they're doing something. So, you know, if you want to be on the show, it's kind of hard to jump into this show if you're not working, because you're going to fail at a lot of the challenges.
Yeah, it's interesting to say that, because I was looking at Jayla Marie. I was looking at her YouTube channel. I'm like, this girl is out here. Content.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because we live in this day and age where it's almost like when you go back to the 90s, like you could take somebody and like grow them and build them. And now it's like,
that's what this show is reminding me of.
What you got? What are you working? Well, because the producers also from Making the Band are working on this one, correct? Like as far as production wise?
Yeah.
So it gives me that essence of it too.
Yeah.
I think that is awesome that you're doing something like this, being a legend in this industry. I think it's needed.
Yes, totally.
I think the drive to be in this industry has died down so much, but I love the fact that you're taking the interest in the kids and having a chance to do artist development with them. All of these things that are missing and the millennial kids of today. I think that's awesome that you're doing this show. I really, really do. Because you are the king of finding children, kids, talent, we can see. Look at Bow Wow. I mean, let's really discuss it. Not only Bow Wow, but just you just have a knack for it. And I think that is awesome that you're doing this. It's needed. God bless you.
Why did you want to stick to kids?
Yes.
Because I think that it's funny that people even ask that question. Like, even you asking that question is funny to me because everybody that's talked about in today's society, artists, they all started as kids. Mm-hmm. Rihanna, Beyonce, Justin Bieber, Usher, Chris Brown. I mean, the list continues to keep going. They all started out as teenagers. But people don't even realize that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I guess people think they watched Beyonce be a grown woman, like, for the last 10 years. She was a child. She was
or not a child. To think how much work Rihanna put in before Ponda Replay popped off. Like,
but, I mean, Ponda Replay, Rihanna was 16 years old.
Oh, what, she was that young, huh?
Yeah. Damn, we didn't even think about it. Like, we actually grew up, watched them grow.
All of these people y'all watch grow. Usher, oh every one of them. Oh, they all definitely started as teenagers. But people don't really pay attention to that because it's not that much light put on it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times, these artists that are teenagers, they are trying to become older so fast that they trying to, like, push that away. Mm-hmm. I feel like, once again, like I said, all of these artists still start at that age, so it's important that people pay attention to that. That's the only way we're going to have more stars of tomorrow, because if we, you know, we're losing stars daily.
Every day.
Well, funny touch on that, because we're in an industry right now where the shelf life of being a star, you drop your first single, it's like, okay, well, it could be, like, we're in an industry of, like, one-hit wonders, and it's like, if you can get that second hit, that third hit, and so to have a show like this that can teach kids and kind of give them that inspiration as far as developing, because we look at a lot of artists today, and there is no artist development.
That's because there's no backbone anymore. There's no shows.
So
what do you mean by the show?
Just things like this. There's nothing else on TV. There's nothing else on TV like the rap game.
It isn't.
Period. Just point blank. So if it wasn't a rap game, it wouldn't be nothing else on TV, period, that gives kids a lesson in the culture. You know, just that alone. It's just that's what it is. It's a lesson for you. It's sitting at home, you watching, you're learning, like, oh, okay. This is really serious. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and even this season, I can't wait for people to see this, because people are going to start taking, you got to take rap a lot serious, much more serious than if you want to come on this show anyway. If it's a season 3, the kids that's sitting out there that's watching this and preparing or hearing me right now, if you think you're ready for season 3, you got to wait and watch this Friday night to determine that.
And please be able to articulate your words.
Everything. You just got to be, it's a lesson in every area that I'm sure, you know, YouTube doesn't teach you.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, because you see a lot of these artists are picking, they're learning from YouTube, but they're just learning off of the visual without an actual foundation behind them.
Yeah.
I was watching one of the clips that it was one of the artists this season, Lil Key, and he did a freestyle. And at 15 years old, he was rapping about, he threw like the sentence about slavery in there, and that kind of really took you for a shock. Like, did he just drop this? Some knowledge right now?
Yeah.
What was your biggest kind of like, what's your biggest awe moment working with these kids in this type of a setting?
Just seeing how they deal with like situations that I'm sure that they haven't ever dealt with before. You know, say for instance, like Lil Key, he has a birth defect with his arm, and it's a challenging situation to have to deal with that as a kid, period.
Right.
For him to overcome that and be able to rap and do what he does and be confident, that's a moment for me. You know what I mean? Just it's a bunch of different things, because you can learn. You never can stop learning, and these kids can always, you know, kids definitely have their finger on the pulse of what's happening. And even when they don't know, that's what I've been able to find out, is you know, that I hang out and talk to these kids, and you'll find out things that they don't even know that is the pulse. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm like, damn, that might be what I need to be paying attention to. He don't even know that he just told me this. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's just, you know, you definitely learn something from these kids at all times.
They're definitely more awake than we were growing up. I know than I was growing up.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because
yeah.
They get thrown into what we're watching on TV right now. And we could change the channel any moment. anyway, so let's name some of the kids. So we have Jayla Marie, 11 years old. She's from New York.
Yeah.
J1. What's your favorite thing about Jayla?
I think that her personality is pretty amazing at 11 years old. It's kind of like, where did you get this from type of, when you watch her, I know when I watch her, I'm like, where is she, you know, where are you getting this from? You know, because, her mother's not on the show, but I don't, maybe her mother was a rapper. I don't know. But somewhere she got this woman attitude to throw into her rap. And if she's watching TV and watching videos and learning this, that's a pretty amazing, because once again, they don't have, you know, BET's not pumping videos the way they used to. MTV's not pumping videos the way they used to. So it's not like they're really being fed this information. So for her to have this attitude and to be able to entertain you visually the way that she does was pretty amazing.
Yeah, interesting you say that, the way MTV, BET, they aren't pumping out videos like that. Would you say the life of a music video in 2016, we need it? Is the music video what it used to be? And can we get the music video back to a prominent place in
music? You could tell that the music videos, in my opinion, you could tell the music videos aren't the same. Look what Beyonce just did. She just did a whole visual for 1 hour.
You remember that ever happening in the 90s?
No. Oh. That's what I'm saying. Oh, like, so you're saying it's elevated. Saying it elevated. Only because people's attention spans are so short, so you have to do a movie for people to watch. But I hope Mr. Dupri can bring it back where people are starting to watch. Do you mind if I call you Mr. Dupri?
No, it's all good. It's okay. Good. I wouldn't really say that. I just think that the outlets that were playing videos, they have expired, kind of, to the point where it's time for something new. You know what I mean? It's just a place. It is looking for it to be somewhere else besides where they've known for it to be. If it anywhere else that it come out, somebody playing videos, I'm sure people will watch them. If the videos and you know, you got to put energy back into all of that. Mm-hmm. It's not just the videos. You got to put energy back into finding a host that's interesting enough for you to want to watch somebody for an hour on TV talk about videos. Amen. Like, that's it's a bunch of things that's lost that energy.
Jesus.
You know, you just got to find all of that. Like, you can't just throw, just because the person is beautiful, you can't put them on TV. They got to have a little skill at doing what they got to do. Like, the entertainment business, period, as a whole, has lost the teaching of talent.
Would you say that's partially because of internet?
I mean, it could be about the internet, because it could be, but it's mostly about people chasing not knowing. You know what I mean? It's people that's making decisions that don't know. So they make I don't know decisions. You know what I'm saying? Like, you putting people in places that they shouldn't be there, but the person that decided for them to be there didn't know in the first place either. You can't have a bunch of I don't know people around.
If you didn't pick up one thing from this episode,
you better know something. but I think that I think by you doing this, hopefully this will start to turn it around a little bit, turn the industry back around, because obviously the people who you've chosen, the young people who you've chosen, is going to have some sort of a longevity in this industry.
I mean, I hope so. I don't really know that's a big pressure of saying we're going to turn the industry around, but I just think that, you know, it's going to be people that fight it because teaching and it's the schooling, you know, people hate school. A lot of people hate school. A lot of people hate the teaching of just preaching and saying rehearse and this, that, and the third. Like, I know, like, the whole Rich Homie Quan situation that happened at the Hip Hop Honors, right? If he would have rehearsed,
oh my god,
over and over again, and he might have rehearsed, but to have to read the prompter, for classic hip hop when you make hip hop, that doesn't resonate with me. I'm a hip hop head. I know rap music, period. You know what I'm saying? I know his lyrics, and if I would have chose to do his song, even if I don't know his lyrics and I would have chose to do his song, I would have practiced it so much that it would have became my song, right? And I just think that, you know, we live in a society now that doesn't understand that. Like, practice is something that you should do. Mm-hmm. Not just because you got a gold record, you shouldn't practice, or you got a platinum record, you should continue to practice. And I think that, you know, this show, like I said, some people are not going to like it because they're going to think, that ain't how you get a hit. But it's not how you get a hit. It's how you sustain, though.
Right, longevity.
Because, I mean, we look at you, we look at the people that you're bringing onto the show. The show,
yep.
Resumes of work, of hard work, of not just... we live in an age where it's like, okay, I put this out, I put this on camera because I want to be a rapper. I just want this many followers, or I'm only doing the rap so I could get this many followers. I think where Queen was kind of going, you putting these young children in front of these mentors who put in the time and put in the work and hear those stories, it is inspiring.
Yeah, 100%.
And to people at home, there are going to be people who fight it, but at the same time, they're still listening, and they can fight it, but guess what? They're going to walk away from watching the show, and I guarantee they're going to take a few little nuggets, and they're going to add that to their YouTube channel. So even in that sense, feed the haters sense. Of it.
Now, from you coming from someone who's been in hip-hop forever, how do you feel about the change? Like, so much has changed in this industry. Are you teaching these kids to be true to who they are, or are you helping them shape their image or shape their sound?
No, it's not to cut you off. It's definitely teaching them to be true to who they are. Like, if you look at, like, I guess one of the promo videos, I think on my Twitter page today, it basically talks about the roots of who you are and how you represent your city, right? Because this is such a spread out group. It's a kid from LA, it's two kids from New York, it's a kid from Nashville, one from Atlanta, Chicago, and Baltimore, right? So it was important for these kids to really, like, let their cities know. Like, I think Lil Key might be the only rapper I know that's, you know, now trying to come out of Baltimore. I know another rapper that I signed named Boss Man, but other than that, I don't know a lot of rappers that's come out of Baltimore.
And Tennessee was also another one I was kind of like.
Nashville, yeah. But I mean, I think, like, I think that it's important that these kids really incorporate where they from, what happens in their city. You know, me bringing these kids to Atlanta let me realize how much more quality and how much more things happen in Atlanta. I care more about my city now based on the show, because I found out on the first season that kids in other cities don't get an opportunity like kids in Atlanta. That's true. A lot of things like talent shows and little concerts inside where you could put a little artist on the side and let them get an opportunity. It's a lot of that stuff going on in Atlanta where the opportunity is very, very much open for new talent.
And New York fell off. I'm from Queens. New York definitely fell off. So I'm glad that you have to.
I wouldn't say fell off. You're going to say fell off. I just don't think that they...
don't have the platform.
Yeah, it's just not nobody out there giving people the opportunity. That's all it is. It's just you got to find... Like I said, one thing I hope that the rap game does is just open the doors for people to try again. That's all it is. Just, you got to try. People can't just be like thinking... You're going to find somebody off YouTube and they're going to be a star. You got to do the same thing that you've always done. Music has never changed, by the way. The people change. Yeah. The music has never changed. Like if you take, for instance, like, you look at, like, Bob Marley, right? I was trying to figure out for the longest, like, nothing but white people like Bob Marley. I mean, black people love Bob Marley, but white people love Bob Marley, right?
They do.
And he's the music that he makes is a crossover from both sides. He's loved on both sides, right? Mm-hmm. So when Drake comes out and makes records that's reggae, and people see the success of it, it's no different. It's the same. If people love that sound the same way that they love Bob Marley sound. Mm-hmm. So it's not like the music has never changed. It's just the people that's making the music. They have changed, and they try to make people believe music has always been the same. It's always going
to
be the same.
But I think back in the days, they were able to, you can understand what they're saying. Okay. Now it's like...
But nobody say nothing about that either, by the way. If you don't like what they're saying, people should say something. Like, in the 90s, people said something.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, people won't say much about people these days.
Why?
Well, you should watch our show because on a regular wants show. To be
somebody wants to be. Everybody wants to be somebody's friend. They want them on their show, so they try to hold their tongue, and it's all kind of like internet politics, as opposed to like just being like
keeping it real.
You know, not even, and it's not, and saying it not in a slandering type of way, yeah, of just saying it from a perspective of like, yo, this is not acceptable.
Constructive criticism.
Yeah.
I want to really like just,
wait, but you were going down a line.
I am, and we're going to get to that. I just wanted to go off that with artist development, because I go through this. I talk to a lot of people in the industry, and they're like, yeah, artist development is stupid. It's stupid. Stupid. And it's crazy to me because these are people who are working for like record companies, and I'm like,
yeah, but they don't care.
No, but where did that no care come from? Because wouldn't you don't you think? I don't know, when you cater to a person and you're developing them, you're doing that also for your company. You're you know, that's why you have all these great people on your show who have been with these, you know, amazing resumes for so long because they were developed, they were created.
They were budgets on, too.
Well,
yeah, it was budgets. You know, I think that plays a lot to do with it. It's like, you know, people, they don't have a budget really to artists develop anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If they sign somebody, they're trying to put them out the next month.
Right.
Based on what the budget is.
So it really just comes
and a lot of, like I said, once again, you got people that don't know what they're doing to you put this person with somebody and you say, we want you to develop this artist.
They wouldn't even know the first
who
thing.
Who have they developed prior to that?
I'm just saying,
like, I don't know. You know, that's what it is. It's like, you're giving them a job that they never did.
Because it was so, you know,
and they don't understand.
Those girls, they came out with the, I'm a boss ass bitch, that song.
Mm-hmm.
So I had showed somebody that, and he signed them, and he got them a nice video deal, record deal. But it was almost like, they just took these girls under their wing just to put them in front of a camera. The girls had no idea what they were doing, and then nothing came ever after that song because...
Quick text write-off.
Yeah, but it just blows my mind because it's like, there can be so much done with music right now, and it's almost like, well, I don't got the time or the money to care, so
there's no
we just
budgets.
Gonna pimp them out, we
and
gonna
like
hold
he
them
said,
out.
No one, there isn't anyone there who is knowledgeable of this anymore. I swear to God, I wish this. I'm from New York. I interned at Sony Records.
I'm from
Queens. I'm from New York. I was an intern at Sony with Verna Miles, right? And that's when he had B2K and
so,
all
so
those
stop,
people.
Stop, something to stop you. What did you just say you were?
An intern.
That's ask people if they do that today.
Damn,
that's
they
the problem.
Don't.
Like people don't intern nowhere.
I interned. I wanted to learn.
By
as
the way,
much
they don't
I
really have interns like that in
anymore.
Them companies anymore. Why? In them companies, they have to go to. They have to be kids that go to college, right? Mm-hmm. That takes away from it off the top because the true intern that you actually want probably is not in college.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
I
encountered that when I was.
With Social Dev?
Working at, when I was working at Arista, mm-hmm. when I went to Arista with L.A. Reid, it was kids that I wanted to hire, but they had to have college credits in order to be interns. Yeah. And the kids that I wanted, the kids that I knew was in the streets, the kids I knew that was hitting the clubs and doing things, they weren't going to college. Mm-hmm. So it kind of like, it made me understand that corporate America and what built hip-hop is not meeting eye to eye. It's not seeing eye to eye. And this is what happens in a corporate building. I get it. So, you know, you just got to go back to the basics. And everybody try to be so up and be in these buildings and all of that. If you want the music to be like it is and resonate the way it did, you got to go to the roots of what got it to where it's at.
Mm. I could just sit and listen to you.
All day, drop them jewels.
Let's go
we
back
need
on
to have
J1, 14 from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
All day. I'm from Queens, but he from Brooklyn. It's all good.
Okay, you sound just like his mom.
For real?
You sound just like his mother.
She came in too happy for J1.
She sound
all
just
good.
Like
him. I'm rooting for the two.
Look.
Anyway.
Yeah. Why was J1 selected in this
Well, game? J1 is J.I. basically. J-I. And he... he was one that stood out on my Instagram, basically. Oh. He was basically like one of the last people that was brought in because he didn't sign up. He didn't even care about like trying to like. I guess he thought that people picked to get on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, just to be clear, everybody out there, it's no picking process. You have to send in. You have to fill out a whole form to get on
the
show.
You got
to
do the work.
Yeah. So. I actually saw his videos and I thought that he was pretty aggressive to be the age that he is. So I, you know, sent him a message and said, yo, please fill out the form and see if you and your mother can, you know, get an interview.
What an amazing
so
story.
I just felt like he's special, and I feel like that now. Still, like, I feel like he's a very special. He's gonna be a problem.
Well, yeah,
I'm excited.
It's time for New York to come back. Damn it,
Baltimore. Lil Key, we seen. Well, we heard. So 15 from Baltimore, and he has a. You said a birth defect.
Yeah, like with his arm was a birth defect with his arm that coming out. He had to. I don't know what the process was, but he had a birth defect.
That that's
he had,
fine.
That he has to deal with right. as growing up. So you know, what I mean,
that's
just
okay.
One
if
of
Fetty
the challenges.
Can have one eyeball. Oh, yeah. He can have a short arm. Yeah, it's totally. Absolutely yeah, okay. Totally.
And check out Victoria Modesta, because BBC
oh my signed God. Her,
and she only got one leg.
One leg.
And this bitch
she
out here.
She is amazing.
Oh my God. Man, she is
amazing.
Cool. Yo, she is so talented, like visually.
Oh my
send
God.
You the
it'll
link to
it'll
that
blow
one,
your mind.
That's crazy.
Please send that to him.
BBC, like, they don't even do that. Like, they do documentaries. Like, what? Like, they signed this girl. They're like, we need her. Crazy.
Nah,
so
that's what's up.
Key,
I mean, I don't think, I, like I
you
said,
up next.
Well, first of all, it's not even like a problem. You know what I'm saying? It's not something that I just thought, you know, you asked me was my whoa moment. It took me, because, you know, kids have to go through a lot mm-hmm. growing up, and especially in hip hop, and there's no filter with these kids today. You know what sure I mean? People say anything, they rude, they say all bad, disrespectful type of things. So, him growing up in the inner city and dealing with that, I felt like that was pretty tough for him to yeah. have to deal with. But other than that, he it's not even like a situation for him.
I can imagine the adult mentality he probably has at the moment.
He has
15?
To be, he had to grow up fast. He had to be strong.
You just got
to
be tough.
He got to mm-hmm. be tough. He yeah. tough. It's yeah. all good.
Manny from L.A. 15.
Yeah, Money. Yeah, Money from South Central.
You can't even read your own handwriting.
No, I mean, he's saying it the way it looks like. He's saying it the way it looks.
Okay.
No, yeah. It's my Boston accent, y'all. from L.A., this is the only one for cast member from L.A.
Yeah.
Different kind of swag?
Yeah, 100%. Definitely. He shocked me a lot throughout the whole show because I expected that West Coast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, you know what I mean? That. And he's more like a younger West Coast kid, basically. That grew up listening to today's music. So you got to think, like, the West Coast mentality has changed for this young generation because they're not growing up listening to gangbang music. Mm-hmm. They growing up listening to,
and like...
Yeah, they growing up listening to, like, Mustard and right. And whatever's happening in the South and everything else that's going on in the industry.
Mm. All right, Mini Barbie.
Mimi?
Yeah, Mini Barbie.
Mini Barbie. She's from, I love this name. At 12 years old, you calling yourself Mini Barbie.
She's from Atlanta with a whole lot of attitude.
I can tell with a name like that. Yeah, she sounds sassy. Yeah.
And what was that like to have someone from Atlanta who, like you said, in Atlanta you grow up with certain types of opportunity? Was there kind of a difference in watching her perform and interact around the other kids?
Yeah, I mean, because I think the kids from Atlanta are starting to know that they live in a place that's the opportunity is a little different, so they act a little different. Okay. You know, kids in Atlanta all walk around thinking they stars. That's the one thing I love
like
about Atlanta.
Sound like LA. Oh my God, yeah. Atlanta turned into LA.
Yeah. Yeah, they all walk around in different hair colors and different type of clothes. I mean, it's just, I mean, but that's I love
beautiful.
It though. That's mm-hmm. good.
Nia K.
Yeah, Nia K is a beast from Chicago.
Beast.
Yeah.
Wait. We haven't heard a real female rapper from Chicago.
Sister Brat.
Yeah.
Brat's from Chicago?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be interesting.
I thought she was from Atlanta.
She's on this season, too.
Yeah, yeah. Brat is on. Yeah.
All right. And then we got Tally, 16, yeah. from
Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee. Zone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's interesting because she's a star. You know, it's just gonna be very challenged because it's weird. It's almost like reverse racism because she's white, so people are gonna expect a lot out of her since she's a rapper, and then they're gonna compare. Like,
don't compare her to Iggy, please.
Yesterday, somebody just was like, Iggy. No. You know, she's gonna get a lot of criticism, but she definitely has the look. She has the attitude, and she could definitely become a star.
And I saw it was something that was like, she fell into it by accident because she was like, her sister's a singer, and so she just rapped on the hook or something, and they were like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, a YouTube sensation, yeah. Basically, you know.
I mean, I'm here for it. All right, so July 22nd.
I want you to listen to Danny Devastation.
Yo.
She's not a kid, though, but God damn it, this girl, when I say freestyle, she from Brooklyn. I rep Danny Devastation all the time.
You want to hear?
You heard of Danny Devastation? Well, while we're talking, can you find Danny Devastation,
Danny
please?
Danny Devastation Freestyle.
Danny Devastation Freestyle.
We've been on it for the past three weeks because we searched through YouTube and we've been finding
Danny
everybody.
Devastation.
Danny Devastation. This girl, every single video of hers is nothing but a freestyle. And her eyes open up. I swear to God. Her eyes get bulky.
Any of them. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah. It doesn't even matter. This girl is sick and somebody needs to get her quick.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. So this is her
brother or something.
Yeah, and he basically forces her to freestyle because he's a rapper, but she started doing it.
Start that shit up and go ahead.
N.E.D. up in this bitch. I don't think, nigga, I just spit. I don't even know how I come out. I just move my hand like this and I go, ooh.
That's that Danny, bitch.
She's trying to think. Well, she could have picked a better one.
That's that Danny.
N.E.D. up in this bitch. I don't think, nigga, I just spit. I don't even know how I come out. I just move my hand like this and I go, ooh.
That's that Danny, bitch.
Now she's making this up. Okay, I know. This is a slow one, but wait.
That's that Danny.
Okay. I am from another planet. I spit like I take my vocabulary for granted. I spit, I do this shit when I am sleeping. I spit and I go so hard, and you other niggas is weak, and you other niggas can't come for me. I spit, your flow is basic. My flow is sexy. My flow and I just get that nigga naked. You gon' respect me. Spit when I'm driving. I spit when I'm on the Greyhound. Spit while your man going down. Spit and I
Danny Devastation.
But that's not a good one.
She reminds me of Missy.
She's like Missy Elliott.
And she changes her flow. That was honestly
that was not a good one. That was a horrible one. But it's all good. I'm going to let that sit there. But let me tell you something.
I'm going to let that sit there.
But for real though, Mr. Dupree, Jermaine Dupree, I swear to God, if you go through this girl's video, she's like Missy.
Yeah.
She's like, you know how Missy be like, this girl, her brain be clicking while she's trying to figure out what to say. But when she gets it, it just flows and flows and flows. And I think somebody needs to snatch her up real quick because she is definitely going to be huge. I believe that.
Okay.
I really do. I'm speaking with conviction.
Queen.
I got her back. Danny D. Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
That was Queen's PSA for this episode.
I never met her in person, but I really love her.
Back to our regularly scheduled program.
Okay, sorry. She had me. I'll just put it like this. She had me. I don't know her, but when I saw one video on Instagram, I watched the rest of them on YouTube. I was going for an hour and on all these videos, just watching.
That's an artist. That's a good artist, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we need more of that in our lives. But we're gonna get more of that July 22nd, 10 p.m.
Yes.
I'm really excited to see what these kids are about to do because the clips that I have seen are like beyond impressive.
Well, I mean, you can't miss the first episode. You miss the first episode, you're gonna miss like the entire story of this whole season.
Okay.
You gotta see the first episode.
Wait, what you mean like the story of this season? Like the season has a story? The season has a story.
You have to see episode one in order to follow exactly what's going on. Because if not, you're gonna be like, whoa, wait, whoa. You don't want to be like that. You want to be like, you gotta see it.
All right, well, we're here. And I heard that they're gonna shake some things up this season.
Yeah, first episode. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
you gotta watch.
Look, I just don't want the PR over here getting mad at me for saying something. So I'm just trying to keep it real PC.
You gotta watch.
And we will be July 22nd, 10 p.m. Make sure you guys are hashtagging The Rap Game.
Please.
You guys can check it out. Jermaine, where can everyone keep in contact with you and watch these videos that you be out here tweeting?
Jermaine Dupree, everything. You know, I got my. You can go to Global 14 if you want to put up music and videos so I can see yourself. That's my own social network, global14.com. But if you want to catch me, Twitter, Jermaine Dupree. Instagram, Jermaine Dupree.
Add Snapchat, Jay Warhol. A little bit more. Sorry. Global 14, I don't want to lose it.
Global 14 is my own social network, basically. And that's where I basically post everything that's mine, everything that I feel like you should be paying attention to. So if you post there, that's probably a more likely place for me to see exactly what you're doing.
I'm going to post Danny Devastation.
Yeah, you
on
definitely should post Danny Devastation on Global 14.
On Global 14.
Yes, please.
Again, thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
And shout out to Lifetime for giving a platform like this to
be
able to be.
Thank you, Lifetime.
Thank you, Lifetime.
Queen, where everyone can hit you up.
I mean, I'm being good today. Girl. Ooh, you almost took me there. Everybody can hit me on at Queen Wink on Instagram, at Queen Wink on Snapchat, and Queen Live on Twitter.
We got a lot for you guys going this week, so make sure you join us Wednesday, 2 p.m. We'll be back with a special guest, and then we'll be back on Thursday. So check us out across the platform, BHL The Beat. Hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Till Wednesday. Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Crispi, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.